Thus everyone has a natural impulse to associate with others in this way, and whoever founded the first civil society brought about the greatest good to humanity. In this way man is the finest of all living creatures, just as without laws and justice he would be the worst. For nothing is so difficult to eradicate as injustice perpetrated by force. But man is born with this force, which is both prudence and valour, and it can be used for both just and unjust purposes. Those who abuse this force will be the most iniquitous, lustful, and gluttonous beings imaginable. On the other hand, justice is what binds men to the state, for the administration of justice, which consists of determining what is just, is the principle of order in political society. Politics, 1253a, 25-40. Democrats maintain that democracy is what the majority decide. Those who favour oligarchies believe that those with the most wealth should decide. But both these ways are unjust. If we follow what is proposed by the few, we soon have a tyranny. For if one person possesses more than any others, according to oligarchical justice, this man alone has the right to supreme power. On the other hand, if superiority of numbers is the criteria that prevails, injustice will be perpetrated by the confiscation of the property of the rich, who will be in the minority and thus have no say. The notion of equality to which both parties will subscribe must therefore be taken from the definition of right which is common to both. Politics, 1318a, 19-28. The objects of mathematics are not substances in any higher sense than things. They are only logically prior, not prior in being, to sensible things. Mathematical entities can in no way exist on their own. But since they cannot exist in perceivable objects either, they must therefore not exist at all, or exist in some special way which does not imply independent existence. For to exist can mean many different things. Metaphysics, 1077b, 12-17. Where natural bodies are concerned, some have life and some do not. That is to say, some are able to nourish themselves, to grow, and to decay. Thus, every living natural body, which must be substance, must also be a complex substance. But since it is a body of a particular kind, that is to say, it has life, the body cannot be soul. For a body is a subject, not something predicated to a subject, and is thus matter.